Hey everyone, welcome back to the Handlebar Podcast. On this episode, you are actually going to be listening to one of our YouTube exclusive sessions that we've been doing. A lot of you guys have been asking if we could make them available on our podcast platform, which we have. But if you haven't already subscribed to our YouTube channel, go ahead and go to YouTube and hit that subscribe button. That way you can stay up to date with any new episodes or any new content that we upload. So these sessions have honestly been so much fun, and we've heard so much great feedback from you guys. So yeah, anyway, without further ado, we hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Hey guys, welcome back. These are Handlebar sessions. So these are like 10 minute little snippets. Yeah, snippets. That's
Lebanese
a good
snippets.
Word. Yeah. So as opposed to a full episode, these are shorter YouTube videos for you guys, so we hope you enjoy. We are going to get into a question. Who's going to read our question?
Eniola.
All right.
Eniola.
Here's the question. Give me a second. Found it. So the question is, how do you restore purity into your romantic relationship when you've crossed a boundary? This question was asked by Anonymous, who's 22 years old, and they live in Anonymous.
That's so real.
Yo, Anonymous 22, Anonymous, you got to come out of hiding.
Come out.
Okay. This is a great question.
Wait, read it one more time.
Yeah, read it one more time.
Okay. The question is, how do you restore purity into your romantic relationship when you've crossed a boundary?
Yo.
So we're talking dating, engagement, relationships.
We're talking someone went too far.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
let me start a timer.
Let's start the timer in
10-minute timer. Starting now.
I'm nervous. Okay.
Well, for all the listeners out there, this is my bride. And
we've been married for 6 years.
6 years.
A few days ago. And
But there was a time where we were not married.
Yep. We dated for 5 months.
And we were very passionate towards each other.
Yep. Those 5 months were full of passion.
So we can relate to Anonymous 22 asking from City Anonymous.
Yes.
I think this question's real. I love this question because, number one, with some of our sessions, I wanted to hit more relational questions, specifically when it comes to dating, because I know there are so many questions out there in regards to dating. And I think this relationship, I think if you're crossing boundaries in purity, this tells me that the relationship is not yet in covenant.
Definitely. That's because, why I said we're talking about dating engagement.
Yeah, dating engagement. Yeah. Because once you're married, that's just another conversation. But in dating and engagement.
Can you finish the sentence?
I mean, if you're fighting to get back to purity, that means you've crossed boundaries. And praise God for boundaries, though boundaries are so hard when you're dating. Boundaries are hard when you have relationship.
Yeah, but it's funny because we've been married 6 years. We're going to have 3 kids this July. And it's like, yes, I remember. And yes, we have a story. But also, God's done so much and restored so much, and so much has happened that feels like a blip in time.
I mean, I think about Paul, what Paul says. He says it's better to not be married, but if you're burning with passion, get married. And I think so many dating and so many engage. Most of the time, there's issues with boundaries being crossed when there's prolonged time in a certain season of a relationship when it's time to move on.
Yeah,
meaning,
but that wasn't our
it's
case.
Time to propose, young boy. Like, yeah. If you have a lot of passion, you need to get down on your knee and you need to propose. Mm-hmm. If you're engaged and you're struggling, you probably got a little bit too long of engagement going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you get married.
Yeah.
And
But that wasn't our story.
But that wasn't our story. Well, I would have liked to be engaged probably less time.
Yeah, but I needed 6 months.
You needed 6 months. I was down with 3. Anyways, okay, so let's talk about it. Why don't you talk about our story?
Okay.
Tell the story about the plate.
Oh my goodness. Okay, we'll just jump in, okay? We're going deep. So I nannied while we were engaged, and I think I love the way this question was worded, because it wasn't what's too far, it was how do I restore purity now that I know I've gone too far? Because I think if we were sitting here with Jesus and asking him what's too far, he would give us some sort of roundabout answer like he did all the time with the disciples, basically saying, you're asking the wrong question.
Right.
And I think...
I love that.
I think what makes this such a weighty thing is that, especially when you're engaged, I'll speak to engaged couples for a minute because that's where we were at in this story. You have the promise of covenant. You have the upcoming day, you know, where you're going to stand before your friends and family and God and become one, but you are not one.
You have all the responsibilities of marriage, but none of the benefits.
Yeah. That's a good way of putting it.
You're merging bank accounts. You're finding a place to live. You're two in the process of becoming one, but you've yet to make that covenant and truly become one.
Right.
But you still have the responsibilities.
Right. So, okay. So we won't go toward the route of like what's too far, because that's not the question. The question is how to restore purity. So we'll start with this story, which is I was nannying she's my friend, my mentor, my spiritual mother. She's a lot of things. But she comes in the door, the mom of the kids I nanny. And she comes over to me and she's like, we've probably been engaged maybe like a month or two. I don't really remember. But Aaron was also really close with this family. He'd come over all the time. You know, they totally trusted us. And she comes in and she's like, I'm doing the dishes, right? And she's like, hey, I've been meaning to ask you. This is so embarrassing. How is it going physically with Aaron? And I kid you not, I dropped the dish on the ground and it broke. And she looks at me and she's like, oh, she's like, I think we need to talk. And actually in the moment I was like, oh my gosh.
Yo, and I wasn't there and I just get, all of a sudden I get a text. I'm in a group text that says, no, it wasn't, I don't think it was from you.
Oh.
I think it was from them, but it was a group text with you in it. And it said tonight, 8 o'clock. Our house. And I was like, what in the world?
Yeah, it was pretty intense. But I'm so thankful for leaders like that, because long story short, this mentor of ours had a dream. And I won't go into the details of the dream because it's kind of intense and personal. But basically, the Lord spoke to her that we're
going too far.
Yes.
Physically.
And for me, for context, I had never done anything with
a
guy.
And I had done a lot.
Exactly. So I think the issue that we faced was your past and my, like,
your prudence, your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so, like, scared to do anything. Yeah. I was so scared to do anything. But then in the moment, oof, I'll just say it. I was nervous that you would be mad at me, not like me. And I'm not saying you, like, violated me. I don't want anybody to hear that. But we knew in our hearts that we were too close physically because we weren't married yet.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So
I mean, we had a lot of passion.
Yes.
While we were getting married.
Yes. But I will just say to girls, and I know it's not just guys that, like, you know, push the boundaries, but that was our story pretty much. I mean, it takes two to tango. Yet the whole time I was like,
you were going a little further
wrong
than you wanted to, because you wanted me to be happy.
Yes. And that is a bad reason to do that, ladies. Don't do it.
And I didn't have boundaries, right, to be honest, because my past was not a past where I had kept myself.
Right.
I had done a lot of things. I had explored in a lot of ways, and we had two totally different backgrounds coming together. Yet we both love the Lord. I was a pastor, uh-huh, even at this time. I was doing my best to follow the Lord, but then I fell in love with you hard, and not only did I love you, I was and am very attracted to you,
and that
was expressing itself.
Yes.
But I think what happened that day that we were sitting in that backyard and we were talking with leaders in our lives is what was exposed was the fact that we had a different understanding of how far too far was.
True. And even though you didn't think my...
Because I hadn't felt like we went too far, but you did.
But I did. And that was all that mattered.
And that was all that mattered.
Because it's about honor. It's about honoring the Lord. And by doing that, well, honoring each other. And by doing that, we're honoring the Lord. And I was really delicate, naive, like, you know.
And remember that night we brought everything into the light with authority, not with friends.
So that's how to restore. First step is bring it into the light. And honestly, it took someone having a dream for us to come into the light, but praise God.
Yeah. So we come in the light. We're very honest. We're like, this is where we're at. This is what we've done. This is, you know.
Yeah.
I thought they'd be like,
oh, that's horrible. You know, like, I can't believe, because I'd never done anything. And they were like, okay, let's pray.
But the biggest takeaway of that night was it was not just the two of us. It was the four of us that we all basically got on the same page on how far is too far.
Yes.
Which was so significant for me, because you have those conversations in dating where you're like, oh, we messed up, this is too far, but then you get in the heat of the moment and you have no accountability because it's just the two
of
you.
But we knew, like, either God's gonna give her another dream or we're gonna have to, like,
we also had established that we're gonna meet together again regularly until you get married, and we're gonna ask you, how far did you go too far?
Yeah.
And we now all have the same understanding of what that is,
and from that point on we really didn't struggle because of the fear of God.
And they covered us, they washed us, they encouraged us, they prayed for us.
Yeah.
And I think having that, I think having our relationship fully in the light, fully seen by a mother, a father, a leader, a mentor, pastors, yeah. all of a sudden is what restored for us purity. Because prior to that, we were doing it on our own, but now yeah. we were in the light.
Well, and I want to add that at the very beginning of our relationship, like before you had even asked me to be your girlfriend, you had sat with the Lord. We went to a park one day mm-hmm. and they tore that
Proverbs
park down,
8.
Which is so sad. Anyway, Proverbs 8, what does it say?
That was what we had talked about that day.
What does that say though?
It talked about wisdom cries aloud, and it talks about the different places she cries. Wisdom.
Yes.
And one of them was at the beginning of things. And yes. it was the beginning of our relationship. Yeah. So we sat down and we talked Proverbs 8 and we talked about having wisdom specifically around boundaries.
But you had heard from the Lord specifically like two things, a time of night to part ways.
That's right.
It was 10 p.m., I think.
That's right. And it was 11. I felt like the Lord said, I want you to have Sarabeth by home by 11 p.m. if you're
and
together.
And then there was something else.
I don't remember.
But it was like he had heard from the Lord how to create boundaries in our relationship. But I want to say the point that I'm trying to make is that that was at the beginning. That was before we had gone too far. So the thing that I would go back and do different is I would have invited those other two people into those boundaries and yeah. said, can you ask us about these like weekly or biweekly yeah. or whatever? Because not that I have regrets, but if I'm talking to somebody who hasn't gone too far or who doesn't want to or whatever, I would say, hear from the Lord. Specifically the man, not that women don't hear from the Lord, but you were leading our relationship. And you bringing a word of the Lord to me made me want to hear the Lord for our relationship too. Mm. It like encouraged me to do that. So do that and then bring someone in at the beginning.
Yeah.
And not friends, because that won't help you at all.
Yeah, not peers.
Not peers, yeah.
I think if you're, you know, I forget the name of who asked this question. Oh, Anonymous asked this question, and we probably know why. You know, you probably have you're walking through something like we did.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, the Lord wants to meet you in the midst of your shortcoming, and the Lord wants to meet you in your relationship. And I would say, if you're walking through something like that, invite someone into it. I think that is my handlebar for this one. How to restore purity to a relationship with boundaries where they've gone too far is you need to invite someone into it. And thankfully, we had a family that we were already walking with that already, it was not normal for her to check in on you and to say, how are you doing? And other things, let alone in our relationship. Right. And so we had that in our lives. And I would say that's the biggest thing is to invite someone in. And then that night when we sat down with them, we didn't hold back. We said, here's where we're at. Here's what we've done. Here's we're going to put it all before you. And then that was the mark that covered us mm-hmm. because we didn't hide. We didn't keep things. We didn't share just a little bit of the truth. We shared the whole truth.
Yeah.
And that removed the enemy's foothold that he was beginning to get in our relationship and kept us pure until our wedding day.
Yeah, I'm thinking of, is it Romans 7 where Paul's like, I do what I don't want to do, but I keep doing the thing I don't want to do? Paraphrase, obviously. That's where I was stuck in. I was stuck in a cycle of shame of like, I love this guy. We're going to get married soon, but I'm doing what I don't want to do. And he's doing the same thing. And I think when the do's and don'ts of religion left and a real true conversation and encounter with the Lord came where we prayed together, we repented together, and then we made some very real changes to our relationship. I think that's where the most freedom came from me. Cause then I was like, oh, this isn't about not doing that thing. It's about honoring God. And what he didn't just command us to do, which is keep the marriage bed holy and set apart. He doesn't just command us to do that because it's a good idea or he'd be mad at us if we mess up. He commands us to do that because that's the way he made it. And that's like the only way to like freedom in marriage and happiness and joy and is following the design of of how God made it. And so I think that would be my handlebar is don't just try to not mess up. Invite the Lord in with your significant other, with the person you're dating, with the person you're engaged to, and repent together. Pray together and have people lay hands on you for freedom.
Yeah.
What's
I would
your
say
handlebar?
Some good handlebars are don't be in each other's bedroom together if you want boundaries.
Yeah.
That was a big one for us.
Yeah.
You know, because Anonymous is 22. So she's not a teenager. She's probably... or he is not a teenager and probably not living with their parents, probably not They're probably living on their own, yeah. right? You're an adult at 22. Yeah. You have a lot of freedom. Mm-hmm. Yet, just because you have freedom doesn't mean, you know, that you should not have boundaries. And that's why for us, when we were dating and engaged, we had a curfew that mm-hmm. we set for ourselves, yeah. which
and
was 11
p.m.
And
just so you know, we broke it a few times. Yeah. But then we went back, we got on, you know, the path together again with the Lord. And really, those last couple months of engagement were so beautiful because we, by the grace of God and by people, mentors in our life, we kept each other pure. And yeah.
So the Lord is eager to meet you. He's eager to restore you.
Yeah.
And don't buy into the lie that your wedding day won't be beautiful and full of purity.
Yes.
Because he's just that good. So invite someone in. Boundaries are good. And we love you. Yeah. And I love you.
You guys can do it. Keep going.
Yeah. Hope this helps. Will you pray for couples?
Yeah. So Lord, I just thank you for anyone who's in a dating or engaged relationship. And I just thank you, Lord, for the way that you designed relationships, the way that you designed marriage. And I pray for just strength and grace for anyone who is struggling with boundaries. Holy Spirit, I just thank you that you would speak to every person listening. I feel like there's even going to be young men in a relationship listening to this that you know you need to go back to your girlfriend or fiance and repent and apologize. And I just thank you, Lord, that this is what sets us up for a beautiful, strong marriage is being in the light with each other and with mentors. So I just thank you, Lord, for freedom. I thank you for repentance and for grace. And I just thank you, God, that no shame would have its place, that you would just wipe away any shame or regret or baggage that anyone thinks that they have, and that you would lead them on the path to purity with their significant other. And I thank you, Lord, that you are the one who makes us pure. We don't keep ourselves pure. You make us pure. So I thank you for that, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thanks for listening. We love you guys. We're watching.